This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, inviting you to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. If you're just tuning in to the show, we're talking about the targeting of local Bitcoin seller Morpheus, a.k.a. Thomas Costanzo. He's a libertarian activist from the Phoenix, Arizona area, longtime supporter of our friend Ernie Hancock from Declare Your Independence. They've worked together. And like me, I've got a mission to spread Bitcoin. That's part of what I do with the Shire Free Church, is bring people Bitcoin at the most affordable price we possibly can. And then use the proceeds from that Bitcoin, to promote cryptocurrency to the local community through outreach projects, through advertisements in the area. I don't know how much of that Morpheus was doing down in Arizona, but that's what we do here in Keene, to get the word out about cryptocurrency, to spread what we consider to be one of the most important tools for human freedom and peace on the planet, which is Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general. Theo Chino is with us, and he is calling on Skype here tonight from New York. Theo, you were actually down in Arizona throughout most of the trial, so you saw a good chunk of the trial. And Daryl, you had a question for Theo.
Right. I'm curious because I know that before the trial happened, Thomas was held in custody because he was deemed to be a flight risk. And according to all the reports I'm seeing, his sentencing is scheduled for June 11th. Is he still in custody?
Yes, he is. Well, he has been now he is officially a felon because he has been convicted, or he has been deemed guilty of the five count he was charged of. Five of the eight.
Five money laundering counts, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and they dropped the other charges prior to trial, so he was only facing those five counts. So the jury did not find him not guilty on anything. It was guilty all five counts.
Right, and maximum sentence is 20 years in prison,
years.
A $250,000 fine, or both.
Was it conspiracy to commit money laundering or actual money laundering?
No, actually money laundering. I actually got a little bit more technical at one point because there are two rules of money laundering. They have what is called 1956 A3B and A3C. And one of them is about hiding the nefarious thing that you're going to do with money, and the other one is failing to report. And so the jury had to choose which charge of money laundering he was guilty of.
Okay.
So the rule, they did not find him guilty of avoiding reporting requirement. So
was this like some sort of income tax reporting requirement?
No, the suspicious activity reports, the registering with FinCEN reports, all those stuff. So the jury did not find him guilty of failing to report suspicious activity,
okay,
or the CTR form when you do more than $10,000. And they had the choice between one B, option A and option B.
Isn't that what they call the alternative theory, to where we're charging him with either of these? You, jury, get to decide which one.
Yes.
So which one was he found guilty of?
Of trying to conceal the source of the money. Basically, the money was used to, was the proceeds of selling drugs. So technically, that money is dirty.
Except it wasn't. It was coming from the federal government.
Yes, but we're in the twilight zone.
Which is dirtier.
But he believed that it was from selling drugs.
Yes, that's what the... Remember, we're in the twilight zone. Once you enter into the courtroom, you enter the twilight zone.
Yeah, right. Legal land.
And it becomes the thing where Bitcoin, suddenly Bitcoin is the thing, and the definition of Bitcoin is given during the trial.
Mm-hmm.
So what it means is also that localbitcoin.com people do not need kind to do the reporting thing. They did not find him guilty of that, even though they had the opportunity to find him guilty.
Yeah. Okay.
And during deliberation, they even ask a question where, do you believe, is a person a money, is a money service business?
And this is a question the jury asked.
Yes, because they were like, what do we do with the second part of the question?
Mm-hmm.
And the defense, and actually the government and the defense said the answer should be no. And the judge said, exactly. So it means that doing business on local Bitcoin is legal. I mean, when you'll get the transcript, I mean, our friend Terry, I forgot his last name, but has asked for the transcript, all the transcript, and he will post them on his...
It's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Yes. And he needs help to pay for them. I mean, if you can...
And, of course, the federal government doesn't let you bring a camera into the courtroom, so you can't actually record federal trials, which is super annoying. That's why all you ever see from a federal trial is a damn artist sketch. That's all you ever get. You can't take a picture in there. You can't even bring – all you can have is a pencil and a paper, and you can take notes.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. One of the things you're pointing out here is really important to, I think, focus on for just a moment, because a lot of the fear around selling Bitcoins on local Bitcoins, and part of the headlines and the fear-mongering around arrests of people like Thomas Costanzo has been local Bitcoin seller arrested for money transmission or what, you know, running a money services business, and there's all these allegations. And sometimes they do charge them initially with that, but as was the case in this case, they dropped that charge. And to me, that said that they know that there's no actual case to be made. Otherwise, they'd try to make the case in front of a jury.
I'm still trying to figure out how they concluded that he knew that he was dealing with drug dealers, just because they said they were
drug dealers,
but that doesn't necessarily mean he believed that they were drug dealers.
No, but that's the thing. The thing is Nolan. Remember our friend Nolan? The one I was telling you who got him the ayahuasca?
Yeah, the other Bitcoin buyer who got him some ayahuasca, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. By getting him, by him asking him that question to him, that means he knew he was a provider of illicit drugs. And Nolan Sterling got arrested on completely separate thing for selling MDMA on the dark web and selling it in the street of Phoenix.
That's too bad.
And well, that's one thing, but that's what we're in the Twilight Zone, remember. So in this Twilight Zone, they got Sterling on about 40 count of buying on the dark web and selling in the street.
Wow.
So that's about 240 years or something like that.
What?
Well, every count, every package he ordered
was
a count.
Yeah.
So he did a lot. Basically, to testify against Thomas Costanzo, he got 3-year probation.
Wow. Wow. So they brought in an actual drug dealer, had him testify against Morpheus, who all he did was sell some Bitcoins to an undercover agent.
Right.
Had him testify that
it sounds like nothing other than political persecution and nothing.
Thomas is, and I'm reading part of a transcript that's published in the Phoenix New Times, and based on what they have here in this transcript, Thomas is the definition of a political prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to read part of this. On March 20th, 2015, the government recorded Costanzo telling an undercover sting agent that when you deposit money, quote, the radar goes off, the bells go off, it's like you're in a casino. He then said, the government can kiss my ass. The undercover says, I haven't figured out how to get them off my back, but actually, that's why I try to do things with cash. Costanzo, well, you know what? Bitcoin's the way to go, because guess what? Now there's no income. So they've got him saying, hey, I found a way to not have to report income.
But what I want to know is...
And the continuation later on in October...
Hold that thought, Daryl. We're going to come back here. Theo, can you hang with us and talk more about this?
Oh, Absolutely.
All right, more with Theo Chino here in moments about the Morpheus trial. What I want to know is, why did they go after him in the first place? I mean, there's dozens and dozens of sellers probably in the Phoenix area on local Bitcoin. So did they only target Morpheus? There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, if you love cryptocurrency, you'll probably find some like-minded people at ForkFest coming up here in the summertime. It's happening June 14th through the 18th. I guess that's technically right before summer starts. But yeah, the week before summer officially begins, it's going to be beautiful here in New Hampshire. It'll be at the White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, June 14th through the 18th. Voluntarists, liberty-minded anarchists, libertarians, these are the kinds of people who will be attending ForkFest. And I guarantee you probably the supermajority of the attendees will be cryptocurrency users and supporters. And, of course, ForkFest is all about schisms and embracing that schism, embracing the differences, embracing the different forks of different movements, whether it be the libertarian movement here in New Hampshire or whether it be the cryptocurrency world where we see forks happening all the time. You want to go to forkfest.party. That will connect you to some community resources where you can connect with others who are planning to attend ForkFest. I believe the three of us are planning to attend.
Yep.
ForkFest.party. There's a link there to the ForkFest forum. There's a Telegram chat group. There's also the ForkFest chat rooms on our Discord server. And if there's some other ForkFest resource that we haven't been made aware of yet, let us know, and we'll add that over to the website as well. Because it's decentralized. There's nobody who's in charge. Nobody is running this thing. It's just the 5 days in front of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. People who want to do their own thing, who don't want to have a centrally controlled fest, they're going to go to ForkFest. And it should be fun. I mean, it was a good time last year. It was maybe a couple dozen people that attended last year. And so I don't know what to expect this year, but we're doing more promotion in advance. So that may mean
there was not really much promotion at all last year.
Yeah, last year was pretty last minute.
Basically none.
Yeah, pretty last minute. We mentioned it a few times here on the air, but it was
not like this year.
Yeah, very, very different this year. So we'll see how it goes. And you can join the fun over at ForkFest.party and mark your calendar right now and start planning for June 14th through the 18th. At the very minimum, it will be, libertarians camping and hanging out at Rogers Campground. But we've already heard about a few different events that are being scheduled. Daryl's going to do some athletic events, one of them a beer mile and a few others. And then you're throwing a party, Daryl.
Yes.
And there were a couple parties last year, so there may be another party by the time June rolls around. There's also a wedding happening on that Sunday. Jay Noon, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, longtime listener, he's getting married. And so those are the three things that I know about. But, again, I just know about them because somebody posted about them on the ForkFest forum. So I'm not in charge. Don't blame me. Whatever it is that happens, nobody's in charge.
They like blaming you, Ian, though.
ForkFest, they sure do. ForkFest.party. Let's go back to Theo Chino. He's on the line from New York. And, Theo, you've been telling us about the unfortunate results, but yet not unexpected results of the Morpheus trial, where a man who is a liberty-minded activist out in Arizona was charged by the federal government with multiple counts. A few different counts of things were dropped, but the money laundering counts stuck. He was allegedly selling Bitcoin on local Bitcoins to an undercover officer with the federal government who at one point told him that he was a heroin dealer, and unfortunately Morpheus continued to sell Bitcoin to him after that.
Correct.
Point,
and
which
was
the critical error.
And the individual, and I don't remember the first name, last name was Steinmetz.
The other defendant, Peter Steinmetz.
Part of the transcripts here, the undercover tells him that he wants to use it to wind up purchasing some heroin, and Steinmetz says, well, nope, I can't even discuss this with you any further.
Bye-bye.
And then he cuts off and no more business.
Right. Now, what happened to Steinmetz? His charges were dropped, right?
Well, yes. Well, the thing is, one and two, what happened is the government, the defense, Maria Widener, said that was discussing that Bitcoin is not money. Therefore, because Bitcoin is not money, you cannot charge him of count number one and two.
Which were the counts that Steinmetz was charged with?
One and two only. The doing business as a money, the money transfer business.
So they never even tried to charge him with money laundering because he said no to the
exactly.
To the sales.
They wanted Peter. I believe they wanted Peter, and they went after Peter and Thomas at the same time.
Now, and this is one of the questions I had, was why did they target these two? Is it because they were libertarian activists? Is that why they were targeted? Because you know they're not the only people selling Bitcoin in Phoenix.
No, it was a stroke of the luck. I mean, they were Thomas was the best seller, and he had the best profile, and he had 100% people satisfaction. And the IRS agent that arrested him, that started the investigation, did it from New York. He was a New York IRS agent, and he emailed him saying, I would like to buy Bitcoin via Western Union.
Yeah.
And Thomas goes, no, not interested. I do it in person. I don't do Western Union.
I see.
And so they came from New York. The guy came from New York and started building a report with Thomas.
Right.
When they started mentioning drug, they passed it to what they call Task Force One over there, or DEA something.
Mm-hmm.
And they restarted the investigation from scratch. And they said, let's see how far Thomas will go. And they start small, and they started, and at one point Thomas talked about, oh yeah, I did a deal with this other guy, and that guy was the Russian guy.
Yeah.
So all this was a fabricated story.
Right. There was never an actual drug dealer. It was just an undercover agent.
All fabricated.
Yeah.
It's all a sting operation.
And now he's facing 20 years in prison. He is in jail right now, pending sentencing. You said, Daryl, up to a $250,000 fine.
And 20 years.
And 20 years in prison.
Could be both. Could be one or the other. Could be a combination thereof. Wow. And... yeah, let's get back into the transcript real quick. Where
yeah, sure.
The agent, this, again, according to the Phoenix New Times, the agent asked Costanzo for advice, quote, for somebody like me who's using Bitcoin to make sure that what I'm doing doesn't get out there. Costanzo says, well, you know, I mean, dealing with me is one way because I don't say anything to anybody. I don't give an S.
And... that was the mistake. Do not do that. Walk away.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Whatever it is you're going to make on that sale is not worth the risk of going to prison for 20 years. There's plenty of other people who want to buy Bitcoin out there who are not going to tell you why they're buying it, and it doesn't matter. If they don't tell you, then you don't know.
And if you're buying Bitcoin for whatever reason, please don't tell either.
Right.
Because I got one of the traders who told me some person, 90-year-old, needed medicinal marijuana, and he was buying it, and the trader went like, nope, I'm so sorry. So basically don't talk. That's basically the lesson here.
It's a sad story, and it's unfortunate that people have to learn these things through cases like Morpheus. Theo, was there more you wanted to share on this? Otherwise,
well, I mean, there was the Nolan story that the government to show how, I mean, there were 25... The government put 25 people, wanted to put 25 people on the witness stand, and so it was impressive. I mean, they
got... hold on, Theo. If you want to talk more, we can continue. More in moments here with Theo Chino about the Morpheus trial in Arizona.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free and join us if you want. We're talking about the case against Morpheus. No, not the guy from the movies, but that's, I imagine, the influence.
Yes.
Theo Chino is with us. Morpheus, a.k.a. Thomas Costanzo. He's a libertarian activist from Arizona who's now facing 20 years in prison for selling Bitcoin. Not just for selling Bitcoin, but for selling it to an undercover federal agent who told him he was a heroin dealer. And as we said, this was not going to go very well for him, and indeed it didn't. The jury found him guilty on all 5 counts. He's awaiting sentencing, which should be happening in early June. And Theo, you had more you wanted to share, and I wanted to make sure you had time to get out what you wanted to, so please go ahead.
No, yes, I wanted just to share, it was amazing the weight of the government coming down upon him. So that is something that amazed me. I mean, I have been a jury on another trial, and I never seen so much deployment of agents just to make a point. And at the end of the day, they took $367 from him, and the jury found that they should return that money to Thomas. They should return his gold coin and a silver coin, but they kept the 80 Bitcoin he used to do the $100,000 transaction.
80 Bitcoins. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Please go ahead.
No, so that was, I mean, I am still under shock. at the amount of
the amount of resources, the amount of agents, all of this for a man who never harmed anybody. He didn't actually cause a victim with any of his so-called crimes, and yet they, you know, poured out. They probably spent more than $100,000 on officers and investigations and all of that.
Exactly, and someone who caused harm to the community, actually, they let him free in order for him to testify against Thomas. So
the drug dealer, you mean?
Yes.
I don't know if he actually caused harm to the community.
Yeah, I mean, we support legalization of drugs just as much as
Thomas. Twilight Zone. Remember, we are in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
So Thomas, if we believe the drug dealer and Thomas, they should not be in that case. But
right,
we are in our Twilight Zone box.
So tell me, Theo, you said Thomas had come up with a list of things he wanted sellers to know. You mentioned one of them was, hey, don't sell to heroin, you know, drug dealers, don't sell to anybody saying they're going to do something illegal, whatever that is. If it's, you know, if I want to buy a weapon to murder somebody with, I want to, you know, be a drug dealer, I want to buy a prostitute, don't sell Bitcoin to those people.
If somebody asks you for technical support on how, and they never used a computer, and they say, help me learn to use a computer so that I can sell drugs, you say no.
Right.
That's the moral of the story.
If you're selling a car and somebody says, I need to buy a cheap car so I can rob a bank,
don't
sell them the car.
What were the other recommendations that he wanted you to share with people?
Well, that they would local Bitcoin explain what is the 10,000 suspicious activity report. And CTR, that local Bitcoin should put that page explaining that. And it's optional. And according to the Thomas case, it's absolutely optional for a trader to do it.
You're talking about filling out forms for the government?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's...
Why would you do that?
Well, right. So here, let me explain this to you, Chris. So there was a guy that you had on, Theo, last week who was with you who made the statement that he was a Bitcoin vending machine operator. And he made the statement that he believed that you had to be registered with the government in order to sell Bitcoin. And I disagree with that, and I explained why, but I'll explain again here. So this is what the typical business owner wants to do. They want to cover their butt, right? They want to make sure they've got all the paperwork in order so they've been as compliant as they can possibly be. That way they can say, hey, I jumped through all the hoops that I was supposed to jump through, even though there's no real evidence that they have to jump through those hoops.
Mm.
It's sort of like the businesses that came to, I think Poloniex was one of them, the Bitcoin exchange.
Yeah.
They came to New Hampshire and begged to be regulated because they wanted to have a license so they could say they had a license, even though they didn't need a license.
And it was funny,
in New Hampshire,
because they were even like, well, we don't really want this, but we want this. It was so weird.
Right. But you have to understand, the person who was with me was West Side. Thomas was East Side. So basically between both of them, they had liquidity. They worked a deal to have liquidity to have more people use Bitcoin. So Westside was the other person on that was the opposite of Thomas.
Yeah, no, I understand why they do this, but in my legal opinion, and I'm not an attorney, they're incorrect in their interpretation of these laws. They look at the government's FinCEN regulations, and the way it's written is confusing, so I can understand.
Oh, it's absolutely legal. I mean, this Thomas case is not over, because now we're going to be on appeal. And now we're going to be able to talk about the fact that FinCEN document is illegal. It was just an opinion.
It is just an opinion, but it's not even wrong. The FinCEN document that the guy cited on the air the other night, he said there was this FinCEN report, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, had put out a report about Bitcoin sellers or selling in 2013. And I went and I pulled it up, and I'd looked at it before, but I didn't remember what the exact language was. And basically what it says in so many words is, if you are transmitting cryptocurrency, if you're doing money transmission with cryptocurrency, that they'll consider that to be money transmission. Not that selling Bitcoin is money transmission, but that money transmission is money transmission, whether it's Bitcoin or whether it's cash. And to define money transmission briefly for anybody who's unfamiliar, that is the process of taking money from one person, taking a fee, and then sending it to somebody else. So, Daryl, if you and I and Chris were not all in the same room, for instance, or I guess even if we were, but generally money transmission is, you know, over a distance, like with Western Union or MoneyGram, and you sent me $100 and said, here's an extra $5, I want you to send this $100 to Chris. That would make me, if I did it, a money transmitter, yes, if that was a business that I was in, if I was regularly doing something
exactly.
Like
that. But the thing is, some of the government want to expand that definition of FinCEN by this trial. And that's what count one and two were about.
Right. And they failed. They never even prosecuted.
Because they realized that Thomas was going to push it back.
Correct. He was going to fight. Thomas was the first person so far who's been charged with this crap to actually fight it, which is why they dropped the money transmission charge prior, the unlicensed money services business
charge.
They're
going to wait until they find somebody that will just plead guilty.
There have already been people that have pled guilty.
On the track right now. There is someone in San Diego and someone in Detroit right now.
And somebody in Louisiana.
And there have been people who've pled guilty already on these charges.
Randall is in appeal because he wants to change his plea from guilty to not guilty.
Too late, bro. You don't get to appeal that.
Yeah.
No, but Thomas is the person, the document from Thomas is what made Randall want to turn around.
It's too late. They're not going to accept it.
That's another story.
That's just legal land for you. Once you take a plea, it's over. You don't get to go back and get a motion for reconsideration on that.
Except if you're Nolan Sterling. If you're Nolan, he had pled guilty. They turn it around.
Right, yeah, they did him a favor because he became an informant on them. So, yeah, they can certainly do things like that. There's no doubt about it. But the good news here is that this once again reiterates my position, and that is that if you are selling Bitcoin to an individual, instead of saying, I'll get Bitcoin from you and then send it to another person because that's money transmission.
Right.
But if it's just one person giving you cash for your Bitcoin, it's the same thing as you giving me, money for a fine piece of art. It's just a thing that you're selling.
And you'll see that in the transcript when they get published, where the government is acknowledging that in this trial.
Good. Good, good, good. Chino, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. I know you are part of Abolish the Bit License. What's the website for that for people in New York?
AbolishTheBitLicense.org.
AbolishTheBitLicense.org.
Good website.
For you poor bastards stuck in New York who don't want to come out to New Hampshire, where you automatically have abolished the bit license by simply moving 2 hours to the east or whatever, where we actually have the most Bitcoin-friendly government in the United States right now. So hopefully we'll see you out here one of these days, even if it's just for a visit, Theo. I appreciate your time, man.
I will. Thank you. Take care.
Theo, Gino, we're going to continue here with more. Your thoughts certainly welcome on whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957. 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. You can support the show by going to the AMP program and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. You'll get some cool perks as a result for doing that. You can get the list of those over there, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only chat rooms on Discord, and more. Go and get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. But it's a way for you to back up the show. It's a way for you to show us that you appreciate what we're doing and that you want us to do more of it. We actually just hit today the I should announce it at a later time. But we've got a new station in Texarkana, KTFS. Welcome aboard. I don't think they're on tonight, so I'll have to officially welcome them, I think, tomorrow. But that hits 180 affiliates, which is a new record for Free Talk Live. So thank you to all the Free Talk Live amplifiers for over all of the years.
Yes.
Because many of them have, you know, they've dropped off for whatever reason. They've got, you know, other things that came up that were more important. They got fired or moving. There's all kinds of reasons why people will quit amping. But we still have a solid 200 Free Talk Live listeners who are amplifiers. And if you want to help us out, it would be really appreciated. We've been pretty much plateaued on our AMP fundraising for several years. It would be great if we could hit our next goal, which is to hit $3,000 per month. month, but we're going to have to raise several hundred dollars before we can even get to that point. So if you want to help us do more, if you want to help us expand faster, if you want to help us be a bigger presence in the radio industry, we can get on 300, 400, 500 stations. You know, that's a possibility. I think Limbaugh's got 600. Coast to Coast has like 500.
Now, on some of those, I wonder how many of those are active affiliates.
Good question.
And how many of those we've been added to, because we've been added to 400 stations.
That's a good point. Yeah, if we included every station we ever had been on, then yeah, we'd probably be at like 300-400, somewhere in that range. But if you want to help us, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin Core as well. And you can help us spread the ideas of liberty, cryptocurrency, peace, and freedom 7 nights a week across the United States and around the globe. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Matthew. He's on the line, actually watching us online on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, I was reading my T-Tag, The Truth About Guns blog, and I saw that your neighbor, I believe they're to the north or east of y'all in Vermont. Your neighbor's
it's west.
Over there.
Just, it's west.
Our friendly neighbors west. To the left of us.
But anyway, right. Go ahead.
Well, they decided to ban bits of plastic known as 30-round magazines for guns and bump stocks, and they are restricting the purchase of firearms to anyone who is the age 21 and older.
Now, so, is that something that passed the Senate already there? Because I heard the State House voted for it, but I didn't know if it went all the way through.
It passed the Senate, and of course,
and the governor has said he would sign it.
Yikes. That's terrible.
The small government Republican governor of Vermont.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just bits of plastic. Jeez and Pete's. Down here, well, we just recently voted in the local Shoguns of Jefferson Parish race, and we had a choice between two guys who have a concept of liberty that is, shall we say, distant at best. So I had to pick the least evil of these two, and I made my decision on one guy could handle the idea of constitutional carry, and the other guy became a Second Amendment motorboat. You know what a Second Amendment motorboat is?
No, what's that?
Nope.
I believe in the Second Amendment,
yeah.
Yeah, it's sad news, especially considering Vermont has historically been one of the more gun-friendly places. It, you don't even have a gun permit there in Vermont. I'm surprised this actually doesn't create one of them, given how restrictive this legislation is. But, you know, this is yet another reason why liberty-minded people in Vermont and other states need to get their butts over to New Hampshire and help shore up the freedom group that we have here, the activists that have moved here.
They need to get their butts, but not the Second Amendment, but.
Hey, Matthew, thanks for bringing that up here tonight. Any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I'm going to call back tomorrow night, but I'm just looking at, it's like, liberty's under full-scale assault, and I'm not hearing anything about it. I have no idea what's going on in Baton Rouge right now, except our governor can't seem to find, enough money to squeeze out of the taxpayers.
Do what
and
Melanie did.
No
make
idea.
The move to New Hampshire. If you want to find out what's going on, we've got the best network of libertarians anywhere. Daryl Perry's up in the State House every week. He is, that's the Daryl that's sitting across from me.
Yes.
He is the Liberty Lobbyist at libertylobby.info. He's a crowdsourced lobbyist. There's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. There's the ACLU here that's very pro-freedom in New Hampshire. And there's really a great group of activists up here that's growing. It's getting bigger. There's thousands of people who've migrated here. This is the last stand for freedom. This is where it's happening. We've got the best network. We've got the best libertarians, and it's only going to get better.
TIG welding jobs up there?
Who?
TIG welding.
What's that?
I'm fairly certain you can find some welding jobs up here.
Yeah, because I'm in the oil industry down here, but my main skill is TIG welding, so...
There's a lot of machine shops and manufacturing up
Start
here.
Looking.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Matthew, come and visit. For the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. What's that?
Come and visit.
Yeah, please. Great time to do that would be during ForkFest, as we mentioned earlier, ForkFest.party. You can go there and check that out. It's a great excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire.
Just did a search, Google search for welding jobs New Hampshire, and apparently Google will actually show you job listings now.
Hey, cool.
Specific job listings, and I'm seeing 100-plus job listings for welding in New Hampshire.
One of those might fit you. And so, yeah, there are opportunities up here, especially if you're willing to be flexible. Like if you don't mind working at whatever, then New Hampshire is a great place to find work. There's a lot of jobs available up here, even though the unemployment rate's actually very, very low
in
New Hampshire. There's still a lot of companies that are looking to fill
actually,
positions.
Actually, I think right here in Keene's, one of the highest unemployment rate, and we're not that bad. It's 4%, which is,
I don't know.
Which is a presumption. Which is like what they recommend, actually.
Well, the unemployment rate is a little misleading because it's based off of the people that are collecting unemployment compensation. So it's not necessarily the people that aren't working full-time or whatnot. But, yeah, there are tons of places that are always hiring.
So there's a migration of people. You can check out ShireSociety.com for the Shire Society Declaration, which you don't have to sign. You can just be liberty-minded and move here without signing anything. There's, of course, the Free State Project, which is also migrating a lot of people here. There's more libertarians, voluntarists, and liberty-loving anarchists here in New Hampshire per capita than anywhere else in the world, and it just keeps getting better as more people will move. I know there's a lot of negativity coming from one of the hosts on this show. He was on last night, Mark Edge. He's very, very butthurt over what the Free State Project did and why he, you know, is attacking activists here because he doesn't like a small group of board of directors for some organization that, you know, is really irrelevant at this point in time. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
The negativity is ridiculous. It's you guys, I think, beat him back pretty good last night. There's so many cool things that are happening here. So many great people who are moving in here. And there's so much activism going on that you can't be involved in all of it. It's an impossible thing. There's just that much that's happening here. But don't take my word for it. Go check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film.
Yes.
101reasonsfilm.com is where you can go. You can watch that, and that'll give you a taste of some of what it's like to be here in part of as part of this community. It's unprecedented. Since we talked about cryptocurrency, that's also unprecedented here, the level of community that we have with cryptocurrency. You can spend crypto in real life in New Hampshire.
Yes.
We take that for granted here,
but
people don't do that outside of New Hampshire.
I did 4 transactions just yesterday alone.
Yeah, right. We had barbecue.
Local transactions. Yeah.
We had, we had Indian food. We had barbecue.
Yeah.
We had, what else did we do yesterday? I don't know. There's a couple other things.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly, but I remember it was 4 transactions.
Did you go to the bar for karaoke? Okay.
No, I didn't do that.
I almost went there last night, but yeah, there's a bar that takes crypto. I go there Thursday nights usually. Tonight, I'm actually going down to the corner store to buy something. I'm going to use Dash there.
Local Burger was one. Yeah, I had
all right, because you bought lunch for your boyfriend.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's real. Cryptocurrency is in real life use here.
And we're gaining more people every day.
And you know why? It's because of the activists. It's because of the liberty activists that came here and hit the streets and asked business owners, hey, will you take cryptocurrency? So, we got a lot of cool stuff happening. 101reasonsfilm.com is where you can go learn more about that. Check out Daryl's thing over at libertylobby.info. Chris has a website. It's thinkpenguin.com for cool privacy-oriented computer hardware. We'll see you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.